Welcome to the Jonah Jones podcast, where I speak to everyday CrossFitters about different areas of their everyday life and how CrossFit has impacted them. Every episode, the topic is randomly selected, and I also give my guests the chance to ask me any questions about anything they choose to. I have been coaching CrossFit for over 2 years now and have met a wide range of interesting people who are all on their own fitness journey. This is their story. I hope you enjoy. Let's get going.
Hello. Welcome all of my loyal subjects. I am here in episode 8 with Sharon. We are just finished up from the Friday 6 p.m. class. Sharon was partaking.
I was.
How was it?
It was tough, but good.
What was it?
It was, very good question. It was tiger blood. I never remember the names of these things. So it was clean and jerks and 400 metre run. Three times, as fast as you can.
And how did you get on?
8 minutes 44.
Sounds a good time to me. Yeah, any okay. Under nine? Under nine, good time.
Thank you very much.
So how long have you been CrossFitting?
Been CrossFitting now just over a year. Yeah, summer last year started.
And how did you... How did you come into it?
It was Lee, because I knew Lee back in Windley. So I used to go...
Everybody
on this show talks about Windy Leisure Centre, Everyone starts in Windley. It's like the birthplace. So I was at Windley and I'd been there probably about 10, 15 years. And that's where I met Lee in a circuit class. And I just carried on Windley, but Lee had sort of disappeared. And then I'd bumped into him a couple of times, or I'd seen him on Facebook, and he kept talking about this CrossFit, and you need to come to CrossFit, and how CrossFit is great. And then in my summer holidays last year, it came up on one of my Facebook links, and I sort of pressed on one of the videos, saw what you were all doing, and I thought, aye, I'll give that a go.
Never look back.
And I never look back, no.
Never look back. You're very competitive with yourself. I've noticed that.
Yes, I am.
Share.
Yes. I think like most people that speak on here, I think I'm just a bit of a perfectionist and I get frustrated if I can't do something. So as everybody knows, my nemesis is the toaster bar at the moment and I will not quit until I get them. But I don't know. It's just, I think it's a good quality that everybody has here. It's that kind of perseverance and motivation, and you just want to be the absolute best that you can be, don't you? God, it sounds so cheesy. It sounds like I'm advertising here, but it is.
Cool. How would you say CrossFit has changed your life as a whole? It has.
I've always been into exercise anyway, but I think that it's impacted in a few ways. I'm certainly the fittest I've ever been. And I'm an old bird now, Jonah. I'm getting on now. So to say at the age of 44 that I'm the best shape that I've ever been, I think is quite an achievement. And physically fittest I've ever been as well. The idea, I think, of CrossFit as well about... my friends can't believe, by the way. So if they see me and they say, oh, my God, you know, you're looking really good. And they go, how often do you train? And they expect me to say... 7 times a week, twice a day. And actually, they can't believe that I only come 3 times. If I can manage 4, then that's it. But that, I think, just shows how effective it is. And I think it's sort of changed in how I've viewed fitness, because I see it very much more as a skill base now, not just kind of going to the gym and doing an hour class. I don't know, you sort of did an hour class and you kind of, you know, if you were knackered at the end of it, that meant that you'd achieve something. Here, you know, if you do 10, 15 minutes and you're knackered, it still means something. And certainly about that old leave your ego at the door, definitely, I think that's something that's developed over my year here as well.
Mm. Yes, yeah, about that intensity, doesn't matter. Nope. How long you do it, it's about what you do in that time.
Like hear that, fellas, workout. Do you hear that, fellas, that's right. Yeah.
That escalated.
You're speechless, Jonah. Come on.
It's Friday. It's been a long week. I wasn't ready for that. But yeah, I mean, 3 rounds, 10 cleaning jerks, 400 meter run today.
Yeah.
Took most people under 10 minutes or around the 10 minute mark. And you know, everyone was on the floor outside in the in the first class. Everyone was just lying on the floor because they couldn't move. And you know, in those, in Winley or any gym like that, people will, if they went in for 10 minutes and you just took 10 minutes of what they'd do, it would be a load of rubbish.
Yeah, no, it would
10
be.
10 minutes of
it would be
walking on the treadmill.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bicep curls and leg.
And the girls press. Would still have their full face of makeup on.
Yep.
And not a sweat broken out in sight either.
Yeah, yeah, and then they'll go home after an hour of low intensity and not much benefit there. But everyone will come in and do three rounds of 10 clean and jerks, 400 meter run. It will take them 10 minutes. And they will have learned a lot more about themselves in that 10 minutes than you could learn in an hour doing not a lot.
And I think it's the skill side of it as well. I mean, first of all, I'd come back to that about with Windley. So you'd go there for year after year after year, and the same people would go there doing exactly the same routines, exactly the same classes. They wouldn't budge at all in their fitness. Mm. Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't see any difference with them. So I think that's one thing. But I think
I'm looking at the 100 words of fitness poster right now. Big in yellow, what does it say?
Routine's the enemy.
Routine's the enemy. Yep. And that's the problem with those, you know, those global gyms is everyone has their routine. They'll do 10 minutes on the rower, 10 minutes on the cross trainer, 10 minutes on the bike, and they'll do that every day. Yep. And if you keep doing that, you're just going to be good or average at that.
Yep.
You know, with CrossFit, we have those skills, so we can create that all-round general fitness. And again, looking at the 100 words of fitness that I'm looking at right now, train major lifts, deadlift, clean, squat, presses, clean and jerk, and snatch. Similarly, master basics of gymnastics, pull-ups, sit-ups, presses to handstand, pirouettes, flips, splits and holds, bike, run, swim, row, etc. Hard and fast, 5 or 6 days a week.
Good eyesight.
I do have good eyesight. It's like the
opticians.
Yeah, when you're reading, it's getting smaller. That's what I'm doing now. I'm looking at the 100 words of fitness. Because it's deadlift, clean, squats in big, and then it goes presses, clean, and jerk, and snatch. Hard and fast, 5 or 6 days per week. It's like
I'm glad you asked me to read out the yellow bit. I wouldn't have seen
it's
anything
all white,
else.
Just that yellow. I can see the yellow. I can't see the black and white. I could just see the yellow. Anything to add on CrossFit?
Just that. I think one of the things I've learned here as well is about you also, what you don't do at Windley is you do think about things far more strategically. So now, I'm only just starting to do it now, or maybe you might think not when you see me in a class, but, you know, I do try to think about breaking things down or thinking if it needs pace more, or, you know, and how you actually approach a class. And also not being frightened to scale down now. So, you know, I see what the weight is. I'm not good at weights. I'm rubbish at weights. But I know, you know, it's fine to scale down. It doesn't mean anything. It's better to get your form right and do a much, you know, do less of a weight than to just try and go as heavy as you can, you know, only lift out a few. And I think that's sort of what it's taught me as well.
Cool. Nice intro.
Thank you.
Are you ready to move on?
Yeah. Let's move on.
Randomly selected topic.
Yeah. I feel like should be a drum roll for this. What you got?
Future aspirations.
Okay. Health. Is that something you want to chat about?
I don't mind talking about health. What do you want to talk about?
Should I get another one just in case?
Yeah.
What have you got there?
Future aspirations.
Future aspirations is, and then CrossFit.
Okay, future aspirations.
Future aspirations.
So let's start with future aspirations within CrossFit.
Okay.
What are your future aspirations within the realm of CrossFit?
Oh, God. Is that, well, if you'd asked me this on Wednesday, I would have just said certainly nail some of the skills. So toes to bars and getting pull-ups, and I'm really not great on weights. So just building up my skills, basically. Asking me today, obviously I've just spoken to you earlier on in the class, it will be basically just to get back to any type of fitness. So the old people aren't going to know this, obviously. So I was just told yesterday that I've got to have a full hip replacement, which isn't great. So I don't know. I mean, probably about another year or so before it happens, but I'm really now thinking about after that, and it's going to seem so weird. So just my future aspirations is that I actually can get back to even this level now, that I'm able to get myself fit again. So that's it within CrossFit.
Just get back to it.
Yeah.
Do you know what the road to recovery would look like?
I don't. I gather that it's a good old weight. So I gather you have some 3 or 4 months off work. You know, I don't presume that's off your feet for that time, but I think literally it'll be starting on, you know, like on crutches and then walking stick. And then, so it's kind of scary, to be honest, because somebody's so active. It's a bit terrifying, I've got to admit. So, but I'm absolutely determined that I won't let that affect as much as possible. So I'm hoping you guys will help me, if I have to do get some PT sessions in or what have you. But so I'll just get somebody to drive me down here. I'll watch with envy, and then I'll just try to get some exercises to get me back on my feet. So, and I might video it actually. I might do a video diary. So from crutches to toaster bar or something like that.
Yeah, sounds good.
So, you know, so yeah, so that's it. So at the moment, I want to get, so before I get my operation, you've got to help me get toaster bar.
Okay.
And I'll go into the op a happy woman.
Okay. Yeah. And then come out and we'll get toaster bar again and we can do it all over again.
What about your aspirations in CrossFit? Or have my you got there? Have you reached CrossFit. The peak? Have they reached
no,
the peak?
No, I'm definitely not reaching the peak. So currently, as of this moment, my short-term aspirations for this year are qualify for a sanctioned event. So the ones in Europe so far are Strength in Depth in London, French Throwdown in Paris, Lowlands Throwdown in Holland, and Italian Showdown in Milan. So I would like to qualify for at least one of them this year. That's the short-term goal. And then the bit longer term, I would like to go to the CrossFit Games. Yeah. Probably only once, I think. I don't think of that as a career. I said it before on this. But I don't see the CrossFit Games as a career. I see it as something I could use to just show what hard work gets you. I just want to work hard, get to that level and just say, look, it can be done. And say, look, just tick it off the bucket list, really.
Do you think you'd be able to stop, though? Do you think that if you got in there once and you did that, you'd be able to walk away and go, right, I did that once, that's fine? Or do you think...
It depends. I don't know, because I haven't done it. There's always that if you do, you know, you want more. But I think it will be just something I'd like to do once.
Yeah.
And then longer term is, of course, open my own CrossFit box.
Yeah.
I think that's the goal for anyone, any young CrossFit coach or anyone young in CrossFit, or a lot of people in CrossFit that aren't young, that it's the goal is to have your own box. You know, I think that what I am inspired by is helping people, and I know how CrossFit's helped me from a mental health side of things to a physical side of things. I know how impactful it is, and I just want to spread that with as many people as I can. I thoroughly believe everything CrossFit does. You know, the 100 words of fitness, I'm looking at it again, I'm thinking that's all right.
Yeah.
The whole stance of fighting chronic disease and how it does that. Mm. You know, I love reading about that. I love watching videos of big CrossFit trainers talk about that sort of kind of thing. I would like to get to that level. I'd like to be a level 3-4 CrossFit coach and own my own gym and fight chronic disease with my sword.
That sounds great. And I think you're right about the mental health side of it as well. I think that's absolutely key. Absolutely massive how it changes. Yeah, I thought everyone's come on the show have perhaps talked about dark times, and absolutely in there with them on that. And you know, it's kind of doesn't matter what's going on, you come to the box and you just feel better afterwards. You know, it gives you that hour of reprieve, of just a release of and actually you leave feeling a little bit more you can handle it. You know, I work in a school, a secondary school, And mental health is on such a rise with young kids. Body image is on such a rise with, you know, young kids and how they see themselves. And I tell you what young kids don't do these days is they have no resilience. Everything, they just want to give up so easily. And, you know, you take something like CrossFit and all the disciplines that it kind of instills upon you, you know, about the perseverance, about leaving your ego at the door, and about being together as a team and how it helps your mental health. I really think there's a market in there for teaming up with a school and doing something CrossFit wise.
Yeah, I mean, America's starting to do that. Yeah. Starting to get CrossFit gyms in schools.
That was my idea.
It's not many, but there is a few. There's a few videos online you can see, but yeah, definitely. I remember when I was at school, I was a moody bastard. I was a proper little prick.
Really, you?
Yeah, I was really moody.
I could tell. I don't think, no, not in that way. But I have.
Yeah, Joanie, you're so miserable all the time. I'll tell you, so miserable.
I've been in education 20 years, and you can kind of look at people. You know the kind of child that somebody probably was.
Yeah, I was. I was just mood, just hated. I just didn't have any will to do anything, and I was, you know. Like you said, the lessons you get taught in CrossFit are perseverance, determination. Teaches you a lot. I'm a so much happier person now, and it is because of clean diet, good exercise, good sleep, all these things. Like, I remember when I was at school, my routine was get home from school as fast as I can, eat a load of biscuits out of the biscuit tin, and stay up watching telly all night and sleep with the TV on. I was a miserable git. I was moody. But now, everyone knows me. I'm the jolliest person in the world.
Ho, ho, ho.
So it is such a just a beneficial thing to that mental health side of things.
Yeah, it is. And I think you're right as well about, you know, you talk about the chronic disease and what have you. It's not that I've got a chronic disease, but one thing that the doctor said to me yesterday, because this, what I've got, apparently should have been spotted a hell of a lot earlier. And that was because of my fitness. My fitness had masqueraded actually something that is normally operated on in adolescence. So, you know, you're right. I think it helps so much. So, yeah. It's a good aspiration to have.
Yeah. It is a pass on chronic disease, though. I'll tell you right now, if you eat well, you exercise well, you sleep well, you have good relationships and you know, keep the stress down.
It's well-being.
That is your pass on chronic disease. 7 out of 10 people die of chronic disease.
No way, do they?
Mm-hmm. 70%.
Bloody hell.
So, if you don't want an early grave... Eat well, exercise well, sleep well.
Says the jolly man.
Good relationships. And keep the stress levels down.
Yeah, it's the not eating well. That's my... I'm learning more about... Actually, I'm much better at sleep now. You're right. The sleep is massive.
7-8 hours.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's just my work. But I am far better with that. But eating well, I'm rubbish. I so need to get better at that. In fact, ask Jonah later. I might ask you some tips on eating well.
Love talking about food.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, then. I'll definitely bring that up then.
Cool. So, yeah, that's our future aspirations on CrossFit.
Yeah.
Future aspirations outside of CrossFit.
I don't know. I would have said maybe career-wise. Mm-hmm. So I work in a secondary school and I've just worked my way up the career path. So I'm like an equivalent of a deputy head in a secondary school. And it's a big one at that.
So big deal.
I know.
Kind of a big deal.
Like. And I deal with behaviour, so watch it. So don't want to deal with SEN as well.
So
I suppose I would have said about headship, but I don't know. I think as time's gone by, again, it sounds so cheesy. Aspirations, a better work-life balance, to get off the rat race, to do things that I want to do. To not worry about money, to not worry about health, to spend time with my son, to find somebody nice one day. But that's it, just to be happy. And again, I know I've heard quite a few guests say that, but I think that's all any of us are striving for. You know, it's not about getting a bigger house or a bigger car. And I think the job thing, I think a lot of people feel defined by their job. So, you know, you meet people and, you know, oh, this is Jonah, he, and he is, you know, this is Sharon, she's a, you know, or when you introduce yourself, you know, oh, yes, this is what I do. We tend to go, this is what I do. And it's almost as like we use that to define who we are when we're meeting people, you know, because we think people might judge us if perhaps we're doing something which perhaps we think people might see as less worthy. So, yeah, it's a bit boring, but actually it's true. It is just about just being happy and, you know, just not getting off that bloody rat race. I tell you that. I'd love to do that. My old head, she's retired. She's nice age, 65. Lovely place in Cornwall by the sea. She does classes that she wants to do, took up art, took up A-level French, has a dog, goes to choir.
I can't wait to retire.
She's brilliant. I love it. I think she's, and I should see her house. It's absolutely wonderful.
I'm really excited to retire.
Oh, you've got a bloody long wait.
Sit in a chair, Tuesday afternoon, Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah.
Bottle of whiskey.
Will you still be exercising at that age?
Depends how. Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, of course you will.
I mean, it's tough to say because, like I said, I do want to go to the CrossFit Games once.
Yeah.
And because it's such a new sport, to get to that level, you do have to put your body through a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Like, it is hard and, you know, because it is a new sport, you don't know what the effects are. It could be awful.
You think you'd be joining me with a hip replacement or something?
Could be. You never know. I mean, the first CrossFit Games was like, what, 10 years ago? So there's no one that's finished, retired and grown old, having a full lifetime of training CrossFit plus.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think the people that are doing that are worried about health.
Yeah.
They want to win, you know.
Yeah.
So I think it will be interesting to see what effect it does have on people in later life
from that
training. So
it's got to wear on your joints and stuff,
exactly,
hasn't it? It's got to.
Exactly, but I think hopefully through doing CrossFit properly, health level should help that you get then cure that.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
You know, probably, hopefully. I think I'd definitely always be active. Otherwise, I'd just be moody again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to retirement.
Can't be looking forward. Well, no, you can be. I think it's fine to retire as long as you've got. This is where I'm going. Oh, it's not all about money, but it is as well, because you do want to retire with a wad of cash, don't you? So you can go off and do, you know what I mean? Otherwise,
you just need
what's
to be
the point?
Able to afford to do stuff.
Yeah.
That's all you need. I mean, like, I'm not motivated by money at all, really. But, you know, I want to earn enough to live, to have a family and support myself and whatever. You know, if I opened a box, I wouldn't open a box to get a load of money. I'd open it to help people and be able to provide for myself. And then hopefully save enough money to do stuff when I'm old. But yeah, I don't think
it sounds nice.
Me.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not. And it is about, I suppose, as somebody said, you know, when you're about to croak it and you sat there and you're in your last few months, you know, you're not sat there thinking, are you? I wish I had that bigger car. Yeah. I wish I'd bought that bigger house.
No.
You're sat there and you're thinking about your memories, and your memories are what are made with people.
Mm. I wish I snatched 130.
You know, yeah, you're never going to think that, are you? You're never going to think that. But you are going to think, you know, I don't know, I'd wish I'd spent more time with my son or, you know, I agree. Yeah.
Cool. Any weird future aspirations?
Weird ones.
Yeah.
Anything
a bit out there, not work related, not CrossFit related.
You mean like bucket list sort of stuff that I think I've got to kind of do. God, that's a really good. No, they're not weird. They're not weird.
More normal. Anything.
Just normal stuff. So yeah, I mean, normal stuff would be. You know, just I'd love to just go travelling again. You know, I travelled around Thailand and went backpacking, and I've been to quite a few cool places, but I don't know, still a lot of places I've not been to. I don't know, I want to go island hopping around Greece or something, you know, and swim with dolphins and save the world, and I don't know. I just want to be able to
swim with dolphins and save the world. Is that one thing?
Yeah, that's one.
Just
absolutely
one.
Yeah,
save the world by swimming with dolphins.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it can be done. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What about you? Have you got any far out?
Well, it's It is a future aspiration, but I've decided I might as well do it now. I've always wanted to write a film.
Okay,
so
yes.
I've just started, not writing it, but just like learning how to.
Have you got a genre in mind? Have you got a genre in mind of what you want
to? I'd like to write something in every genre, really. I love film. I've seen a lot of films.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of films. Just I'd really find it good escapism from CrossFit all the time. So I've always loved film. I really want to write one. So I've started doing that now, but that is a future aspiration to write a film.
If you'd asked me 20 years ago, actually, I'd have said, what an aspiration would, I'd have said actress.
Yeah.
Because I did my degree and I did it in theatre, and we had our own theatre company, and we went round touring. We were young 20s, and we were called Screwed and Clued, because obviously at that age we thought we were screwed up but clued up, so we thought we were really cool by doing that. Yeah. Everyone probably just thought twats. But we thought we were like so cool at all of this because we knew life, man, and we knew how it could get your butt, you know. And yeah, and I'd love to have gone into acting.
Okay, well, if my film gets bought,
don't give me a role as a grandmother or anything like that.
There's a role for you, I'll let you know.
There's the role for a limping.
Yeah. What's those things called? Yeah.
What, Zimmer frame? You cheeky. Yeah. Zimmer frame. You put me in a Zimmer frame. Yeah.
There's one here.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll probably be bloody using it, I'll tell you, in a couple of years. I'll show you all. I can wave my Zimmer frame, a walking stick at you, actually. Yeah.
I'd also like to go across America in like a truck.
Oh, yes. Actually, can I nick that one with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Vegas.
You can go on a B-76 tour of America.
I've always wanted to do Vegas, and I want to put everything on black. You know, no, seriously, to go into there everything. And go, I want everything, like, you know, my house and my car and, you
what
know.
If you lose?
I won't say my child, but everything on black and just, you know, and go drinks for everyone and...
Not if you lose.
Not if I lose. No,
like, can I borrow someone's house? Can I need somewhere to live.
That'd be part of the fun, won't it? That'd be part of the fun of it. But yeah, some really cool road trip with a Vegas throw in. Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go travelling, but I've not really had anyone to go with. I don't want to go on my own because I'll get lost. I'd be fucking useless.
Yeah, and you want somebody to share it with. Because, I mean, I know, right, people go, and you know, they go travelling and they go on their own. And I'm sorry for anyone who's done this. And they go, yeah, no, it's really spiritual, you know. And they're like, go on my own, and it's really like spiritual, and you know, I've gone to find myself. I know who I am, and I want somebody to go. I want somebody to go, look at that, and for somebody to be able to see it with me, not for me to go, look at, I've got nobody to talk to.
Family Guy quote of the episode, there's one where Peter's talking to God, and he goes, do people that don't believe in God automatically go to hell? And he goes, no. And then Peter goes, what about people that aren't religious but say they're spiritual? Yep, straight to hell. Straight to hell. They're going straight to hell.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't. I don't. So I completely agree. You need, again, sat in your chair when you're old and you're about to croak it, you are not going to think back to that. You know, you're thinking about the time that you spent with people. See, I agree. You want to share... I lost my house on black to somebody sat next to you.
This is how I'm sat outside Tesco in the middle of the night with no home to put it all on black.
Yeah. So I agree, yes.
Cool. So anything to add on future aspirations?
No, I think we're done on that.
Cool. So questions.
Yeah.
Questions for Joanna. Here we go.
Okay. I'm going to start off with... how many questions can I have? Did you say as many as I want?
You just go wild.
I've only got a few.
That's
but
fine. That's
okay,
fine.
I'm going to start off with a really deep one.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. So.
Blow me away.
So if you were a cake.
Yeah.
What cake would you be and why?
Oh, deep.
Told you.
What's a cake? Wouldn't be a cake because they're full of chronic disease.
Oh, you can't. No, I'd be a healthy cake.
Yeah, I'd be a fruit cake.
No,
I wouldn't be a fruit cake. That's gross. It'd be a proper cake. I'd be...
I know it's a bit of a tough one. You have time to think about it. Do you want me to say what cake I'd be to kind of give you the idea of...
Yeah, go for it.
So if I was a cake, I'd be a jam donut.
Okay.
Okay, because
Is it a cake though? Or is it a donut? Is a donut
a
donut?
No, that's a whole different question. There's a whole different book. No, because we're talking about, is it dessert? No, you see, you've got desserts then on top of that, haven't you? What's the difference between cake and dessert?
I'd say a cake is a thing you chop into pieces.
So where does donut fall into?
Donut's a donut.
Donut is a donut.
A donut is in its own category.
Oh, well, there you go then. I'll be a donut.
Okay, cool.
I'm that very, you know, so go on.
Oh, what would I be? I'd be like a lemon.
Would you have cream in you or?
I'd be like a lemon sponge.
A lemon sponge. Yeah. Oh, okay. Go on. Explain.
I just really like lemon sponge. I want to like myself, so I'd be for that. I mean,
so
it's not
light.
For everyone.
It's not for everyone. It's light.
It's light. It's not for everyone, and I like myself.
Yeah.
Lemon sponge. That's what it'd be.
A bit of bitterness in there?
Yeah. No.
No?
I'd be pure
sweetness.
Pure love.
Pure sweetness. Would you have a dollop of ice cream, cream or anything like that? Or is your lemon sponge just pure?
It's just pure me.
It's pure
you. Don't need
you.
Anything on top.
Don't need anything.
No, just pure me.
Okay. Are you ready? Is that answered that one?
Answered.
All right. This one is this one's a bit more boring. So I'll go for something and then I'll go for something CrossFit-y and then, okay. So which CrossFit discipline do you think unlocks the most?
Conditioning, metabolic conditioning.
Okay. So
by far.
All right, let me rephrase that then. Which, I suppose.
Actually, change nutrition.
Nutrition,
yeah.
You think that unlocks everything? Or the most, sorry, the most.
It's the start.
Go on then.
You look at the CrossFit pyramid.
Go on, because I talked to you earlier about health. So I don't eat well. So are you saying that if I change my diet, that I would be better?
Yeah. If you look.
Go on.
Where's the, there's a pyramid's gone. Where's the pyramid? There it is. Pyramid, green board. Wow. Starts at the bottom, nutrition. Then metabolic conditioning, then gymnastics, then weightlifting, and then sport. So the base is nutrition.
Go on then. So give me three things that's easy to do in my diet. Because I'm
I'll start
rubbish.
Off by saying why we'll get... Okay, so nutrition. If you go above that, metabolic conditioning. Metabolic means your ability to use your food and your calories as fuel to yourself.
Okay.
So it's like literally putting petrol in a car, because that nutrition is what fuels that metabolic conditioning, because metabolic is using that energy.
Okay.
So if you're fueling yourself on good, clean energy,
yes,
your car is going to run a lot better. So it's it's like putting diesel in a petrol car if you're not, on the other way around. So you've got to put petrol in your car or diesel in your diesel car.
Oh my God, I'm so putting in the wrong petrol. Okay.
So
no, seriously, I do. So
if you want to know what to eat,
yeah. So just
I'm going to go right back to my 100 words of fitness board that I'm looking at right now.
Okay.
Eat meat, vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, little starch, no sugar.
So that's not McDonald's.
That's not McDonald's.
Chocolate.
Nope. That's sugar.
Okay.
Eat meat.
Okay.
Chicken, fish,
right.
Steak, vegetables, carrots and broccoli and.
Yeah.
What not?
No,
Nuts and seeds. Nuts and seeds. Some fruit.
I like fruit. I can do fruit. Fruit's fine.
Only some fruit.
What fruit can't you do?
You can eat all fruits, just in terms of portion.
Oh, right,
size,
okay.
Some fruit. Just because it is sugar, fructose.
Okay.
But you got loads of
fiber
in there as well.
If I did slight change and just. So if I went from not eating anything healthy or anything and add a little bit, that would make some difference, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you just pick it is literally eat meat, vegetables,
I'm terrible
seeds, some fruit, little starch, no sugar.
I'll come in late from work and I'll just like, oh, I've beans on toast. Or a bowl of Rice Krispies
cereals is the worst.
No, I've started in the morning.
Cereal's just sugar.
I've started in the morning, you'll be very proud of this, to have porridge with raspberries and blueberries in.
Good.
That's my first
bit of starch
thing that I'm starting. I've just got to figure out the rest of the day now. What about bread?
Bread, it's just starch.
So no.
A little starch, a little bit maybe. But if I was going for something starchy, I'd probably go like sweet potato, something like that.
Okay.
Thing with bread, pasta,
pasta.
Starchy things is when they go into the body and rice... it's just pure glucose.
Yeah.
So if you're training loads,
yeah,
if you eat that straight after, that's good, because you want to get your glycogen score.
Yeah, because you always leave here feel starving, don't you, when you leave here?
That's the time to have it.
Okay.
But not too much. If, especially if you don't exercise, you don't need bread, pasta, because it is just glucose. It will just, when it goes into your body and it digests, it will just form into sugar and just sit there. It's why everyone calls empty calories.
Yeah.
Because it's just going in, you're not doing anything with it. So after exercise, that's time for your little bit of starch.
Okay.
You want to get your carbohydrates up a little bit. But most of your carbohydrates you just get from vegetables.
I know this. I don't know how I could be so disciplined with my exercise, because I'd come far more than 3 times a week. I really would. And yet be so undisciplined with my diet. Ridiculous, really, but okay.
I mean, the main tip I give with shopping is just buy real food.
Yeah.
So if there's ingredients on it, don't buy it. If it is what it says on the tin.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
100% carrots, good. 100% chicken, good.
Yeah.
100% nuts, whatever.
Yeah.
If it's got, it's got acid that keeps it, preserves it for longer. Like, you don't want acid.
I'm gonna really make a try and do a change with that. Okay.
But yeah, it's simple. Everyone complicates nutrition, but it's easy. It's eat meat,
vegetables,
nuts and seeds.
We just like eating shite, don't we?
Yeah,
it's not that we complicate it. It's just that I like pizza.
I
like to go out and have a curry.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I'm not saying don't do that.
You know,
so it's just moderation and balance.
Yeah. No, what I do need to do. I did have some salmon the other day because I've started to try to buy and have salmon once a week. So that's all I need to
good.
Do. Yes.
Omega 3.
Yeah. But I had it in one of the...
Really fish.
Yeah, but I had
good.
It with one of those. You know, like you can... Those frozen... you put in the microwave, which is probably already a bad start, like 2 minutes rice, you know, rice and broccoli.
Yeah.
Would that still be all right, those ones? The rice and broccoli in a bag from the frozen? Because it's just...
Yeah. I mean, like I said, with rice, it would just... It just converts to glucose.
Yeah, so not the rice then. Okay.
A little bit.
If
you need more carbohydrates from because you exercise.
And what if I put with a dollop of salad cream on it?
Stay away from some that. Eat salad.
Yeah, I'm a terrible cook, so that's fine. Okay.
Salad's easy. You just whack it out of the thing and put it on the plate.
Yeah, but you need dressing on it. You need some dressing on it. It's just like.
Yeah, okay.
Dry, go on. Okay. Do you want me to ask you another question? Okay. I'm sorry if somebody asked this one. So you've heard desert island discs, haven't you?
Yeah.
All right. So nice and simple. What 3 things would you need to take to survive on your own desert island?
Me mom, me sister.
Aww. Are you allowed to type people on desert island discs? I don't
Probably
think
not.
You are. So I'm going to make you rethink that. I've just realised that. Because that's like, so.
Sorry, right, mum. Sorry, sis.
But you're on your own.
Okay.
All right. Okay. You're getting spiritual.
Okay, I'm getting
spiritual. You're going on about your own
getting
spiritual. So what 3 things do you think you just couldn't possibly live without?
Like, if I was answering right now.
If you were.
Like, when am I going? When am I getting put on an island? Like, right now?
You're there.
Or,
I've
like,
counted down.
Week,
poof,
or...
you're there.
Okay.
You're there now. So what 3 things?
I'm going to need some entertainment. So I'm going to need... I'm going to need a film. Something I can watch over and over again and not get bored.
Do I allow you electricity?
Of course. I can take
it's
whatever
a desert
I want.
Island. Okay, go on then.
Yeah, I'll allow 3 things.
Go on.
Take a DVD player and a DVD.
Okay.
Already in, so it counts as 1 thing.
All right, so which box set would you have to type with that then, or film? You're
going
to be stuck with it, so you need to not mind watching it over and over.
I'm going to take Family Guy box set.
Okay.
Just because, you know, I never get bored of that. Can help me fall asleep every night. I'm going to take Arctic Monkeys album AM as well. Just because, you know, you need music to keep you jolly.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I'm going to take AM. And then I'm going to take a barbell.
I thought you might say that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to take a barbell.
Yeah. So Family Guy box set.
Arctic Monkeys. And
a barbell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want me to do your next one?
Yep.
Okay. And let's go the opposite now. My phone's just died, so I've got to try to remember what question. Just
go with it.
So, and, room 101.
Mm-hmm. What am I putting in?
Yeah. Has somebody already asked you that?
No.
All right, okay.
Put it into room 101. I'm going to put bananas in room 101.
No!
I hate bananas.
Oh my God, I love a banana.
They're
the
worst things ever created. I hate the smell, I hate the look, I hate the taste, I hate the texture. They make me ill. If anyone eats a banana in the same room, I think I'm going to throw
you
up.
You are kidding me.
I can smell them from a mile away. If someone's eaten a banana in the last half an hour, I can smell it on them.
Yeah, banana splits. You've missed out on banana splits.
Gross.
And bananas and custard and bananas on
crepes.
When I was little,
what do you want for pudding, Jonah? Can I have bananas and custard, please, without the bananas? Just custard then. I was like, yeah, pretty much. But yeah, bananas, straight in. They're the worst thing in the world. They're the worst thing in the world.
Okay. It's a good job you're not on a desert island, because that's probably the only bloody fruit you'd be having.
Not eating them. I'll starve.
Oh, God. Oh, no, I love a banana. Okay. Okay. And, okay, last random question.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I should have had loads more.
No, it's fine.
Okay, so which has kind of gone off. It was a choice between two questions, actually. So it was just a silly one, really. So
yeah.
Okay. If you're gonna die,
yeah.
Burning building or drowning?
Burning building.
Okay, shark or crocodile?
Shark.
Stabbing or hanging?
Where am I getting stabbed?
Huh?
Where am I stabbed?
You're just going to be stabbed. You're going to die. So it's going to happen. Where?
Yeah, where?
In the heart.
Yeah, stabbed.
Okay. Just wondered what... I had more, but I've forgotten them.
It's fine. It's fine. It's quick fire.
There you go. Quick fire. I love those quick fire ones.
Awesome. Anything to add on the entire experience? How have you felt this has gone?
It's a very enjoyable experience, everybody, and everybody should be nominating themselves to come on the Jonah Show. It is very relaxed, actually. It is nice to talk about random stuff.
It's very enjoyable. Yeah.
Thank you very much for having me.
No problem. This has been episode 8. I will see you next time on episode 9. Leave a like, a share, a subscribe, a rating, whatever you want. Just don't give me anything less than 5 stars, because I will find you and I will kill you. I have a very particular set of skills, and that's from Taken. That's Taken from Taken.
Taken from Taken.
Bye.